I've been practicing for about 10 years. But when I started, it was just on and off, you know, maybe once a week, maybe less. Maybe I went for a few weeks and then I didn't go. But over time, I discovered that when I don't practice, I don't feel so good. So I prefer to practice regularly now. What, one class? Well, it starts very slowly. It starts usually with people lying down on the floor, on their back, and just relaxing the whole body and just tuning in to the experience of being in their body, noticing any sensations around the body, if they're aching or if they feel tingling or itchy or whatever they're feeling, and how they're feeling in themselves. Are they tired? Are they hungry? Are they anxious? Or are they sad? And then they begin to watch their breath. And they don't do anything with the breath. They just observe how the breath is when it's the body's completely relaxed. And then they start to allow the breath to become slower and deeper. And all this takes about 5 minutes. So they're just watching the breath, experiencing the body. And then very slowly they start to move around, keeping awareness on the breath all the time. And they start to move with the breath. So maybe as they inhale, they'll raise the arm. And as they exhale, they'll bring the arm down. So all this happens. And then slowly they come into a sitting position. The same thing. They're moving with the breath, slowly stretching the body out, warming it up, warming up the joints. And then slowly they'll come up to standing, still moving with the breath, being very aware of each breath, keeping the breath very slow and soft. And then they begin to do more strenuous postures. So they'll move into a posture, moving with the breath all the time, but then holding the posture for some time, which can become quite difficult. They begin to use the muscles quite a lot and begin to create openings in the joint. So they'll do standing postures for a while. And then they'll begin to slow down. So the standing postures can get quite strenuous and quite hard work, and they sweat a bit. And then it slows down and they go back to sitting. And then they do more stretching. So getting into sitting positions, which creates like a tension in the joints, an opening. So they'll spend a while in one position, trying to move a little deeper, using the breath still, moving a little deeper, creating an opening. It takes time for the joints, especially the big joints like the hips and the shoulders, so, and the lower back especially. So they'll spend time. And then they may just sit. So this is the meditation part. So just for a few minutes. I mean, a full meditation might be half an hour, but this is just a short class. So they'll just get into a comfortable sitting position. By this time, they're feeling very calm. And they'll just sit very quietly, observing the breath and observing what's happening in their mind, just watching thoughts coming and going, trying to stay with the breath and not get attached to the mind, just being an observer, watching. And then they'll end the class lying down again, and we call it Shavasana, corpse pose. It's like they're dead, but they don't move. They just stay very relaxed and just let go completely. So whatever happens, happens. That's the end of the class. It's very nice.